This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. How about a new job? Dev Aujla is CEO of the recruiting firm Catalog and author of a new book, 50 Ways to Get a Job, an Unconventional Guide to Finding Work on Your Terms.
Jobs are shifting consistently and our careers are completely nonlinear. And so people are having to find a new way to navigate the job search. And one of the things that happened while researching for this book was that I read every career book from the 70s forward. And it was just, in fact, none of the advice has changed. It's literally the same thing that's been said since.
And your idea is that some changes are necessary here, given the fact that you're probably not going to find a job at 22 and a half years old that you're going to keep to 65.
Right. I mean, people are making learning-based career decisions now instead of stability-based ones, which is a pretty dramatic shift. That's why people are asking themselves, like, have I learned enough at this job? Where's the next job? What is the next company that I could work for that makes me feel good?
I mean, it does crack me up because you talk to the bosses and they see often millennial job applicants saying, you know, what can I get out of this job that will increase my skills? It slightly bugs the next generation up that even those questions are asked.
I mean, 100%. I mean, you actually see some companies that are offering learning secondments instead of promotions, you know, which is a really, really strange twist. It's like they're
a
just
learning secondment. So you get to do a special task where you become good, better at something.
You get to do another task in the company, just learn something new instead of actually getting a raise. And it's actually being able to retain and attract millennials, which is just a real testament to the fact that, you know, people are making these learning-based career decisions today.
And the other thing is, look, if your employer is not guaranteeing or semi-guaranteeing a job for the next few decades, then the employee doesn't have to dedicate him or herself to the company for their entire life.
Right. And like the agency comes right back to us as a employee. Like how do we want to navigate our careers? Where do we want to take them? And, you know, instead of sort of sitting there bored at your job, sending an email, going to a job board, and hoping somebody responds. It's like, how can we get the agency back in our career search? And that's sort of what 50 Ways to Get a Job is all about, is sort of putting the power back in our hands. So, you know, there's only one exercise in the book that says go to a job board, and it says go to a job board and leave.
Wait, go to like an online site that has a bunch, like a company is offering these jobs. Go, but leave?
But leave, because honestly, people are trusting the same algorithm that is picking their next YouTube video to pick their next job. And you go on these sites and all of a sudden within 3 weeks, you're pretty much at your lowest, most depressed state ever. And it's like the worst place to be when you're looking for the next job. And so like there's 49 other things in the book that actually help you get a job and feel confident to get out there and find the next thing.
Well, on this program, we don't shy away from the practical. So let's get a taste of some of this because you have a lot of practical hints. But first, you know, the first category of things in my mind is not how to get the job, but what is the job that will actually make you happy? How do you figure that part out? Give me some hints.
Yeah. So, I mean, number one thing I'd tell people to do is to make a to-learn list, and which is a list of everything you want to learn, whether it's really small stuff or sort of the big philosophical questions, if that's what you're interested in. And then once you have that list, 5-6 things on there, what you do is you go make a list of every company, industry, or job title that could actually teach you those things. So all of a sudden, you're going to find companies that you never would have thought you would want to work for, that don't show up right away, that you don't think about, but they might be the perfect next job for you because it might enable you to get paid to answer 4 or 5 of the things on your to-learn list.
Plenty of these practical things, get help from 5 people that you know, reconnect with mentors of the past. And what's this one? Find people just ahead of you on the career curve?
Yeah, and a lot of people look for mentors and they almost put them on a pedestal. You know, they look for these almost celebrity type mentors that are great and terrific. But if you just go right back to just a couple stages in front of you, maybe they just have one job in front of you, they're really approachable and they're a lot more close to the decisions that you have to make.
Like you were a sophomore and they were a senior in college, so they're a couple years ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And those people, you know, you don't even have to call them a mentor. You don't have to make it a formal thing. But it's just starting to have those conversations sort of changes the relationship and helps you out and see where you can be in the next step.
What's a way in? I mean, like how do you think about a way to sort of crack that once you figured out where you want to go?
So I recommend sending this. It's a magic bullet email, but it only works because it actually takes a lot of work. You actually have to have done the thing. So it's like 3 ways that you actually have mission fit, which are stories from your career, from past jobs, and then 3 ways that you have a real skill, also pulling in different stories from past jobs, and then the third paragraph is, I'm starting to do this myself. I'm starting to research this myself. And I found you. And let's get a coffee. And that just flips the story. Because normally the way we tell our individual stories is chronological. I did this, and then I did that, and I moved throughout my career. And if you just change it so it's more about the mission and the stories that represent from your career, both that to the skills, you're going to get the meeting, you're going to have the conversation, and you aren't going to be applying coldly online.
But I want to fully understand this idea of mission fit. This is that you really understand what the company does for a living.
Yeah, you not only understand, but you understand what that company is trying to address. Like if it's journalism, they're trying to tell stories. They're trying to get the truth out there. They're trying to enlighten people. And so what have you been doing in your own life in order to show that you're actually committed to that? What kinds of ways have you been telling stories? What kinds of ways have you been going out and understanding how that the future of journalism looks? And that's the kind of stuff that actually describes mission, not just sort of that template. I really believe in the mission of the company. It's like, what are you actually doing? What are the actions you can take? And it doesn't take a lot to start moving in that direction, to start getting that mission fit. You know, it could be reading a book in the space. It could be talking to a thought leader in the space. It could be going to a talk. It could be just doing some research online. But even if you just do a little bit, it actually gives you the authenticity so that when you say, yeah, I really believe in the vision of telling real stories, that it's actually grounded in reality.
And back to the magic email that you propose in the book, I was hoping for something I could cut and paste. That isn't what you're offering.
No, I mean, that's the thing about the book is like it takes a lot of work. It takes a ton of work, but the job search itself should feel as good as your job you want, you know, and it should feel as exciting and motivating. And the work, it should actually feel like the work you eventually want to do. You know, you're going to be talking to the people you want to talk to on an everyday basis. You are going to be thinking about your relationship to money and your relationship to time and even the space you live in as all part of your careers.
Quick thing before we go. Early in the book, you suggest that one move, as you're getting into the whole job switching and job search scene, is to download your bank statement, your own bank statement. What's that about?
Yeah, I mean, so this obviously it's at the beginning of a job search, you got to figure out how much money you have and how long you can last. And so there's a little tip in the book just to help get over that anxiety of doing it, which is schedule a lunch or schedule something with a friend that you're really looking forward to. And then 10 minutes before you have to go, you go to the computer, download it, put your jacket on already, and just download it and get all the information just enough so that you know you have to go. You have to rush through it, get out the door, and then leave. Leave it midstream. Midstream, you haven't figured out what it means yet. Get out the door, go for lunch. Now you know that information. Now you have that information.
You can tell what your cash flow is. You're reminded what your take home is or what your savings are.
Yeah, and it gets you over the anxiety of having to do it because actually that's a pretty anxious situation is like figuring everything out for most people. And so it's one of these little tips that just sort of gets you going and gets the momentum to figure out exactly how long you have till you need to get a job.
Which suggests that ahead of that process, maybe you should have saved a little.
Yeah, hopefully.
Dev Ajla is the CEO of the recruiting firm Catalog. The new book is called 50 Ways to Get a Job, an unconventional guide to finding work on your terms. Dev, thank you.
Thank you so much.